Blog Talk Radio. Hello.
Hi everyone, I think I'm back. Susan?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, I don't even know what to say. Some lady from help me out, but I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I mean, you know?
Is that unusual?
Is it, well,
Is that unusual?
I can't even get back in the chat to tell everybody. I can't tell everybody, you know, start calling in.
I believe everybody in chat is hearing you because they are celebrating back.
Oh, you know what, Susan? And we didn't even get to do half the stuff we do before the show, but I do want to tell you, I did come up with a subject that we should talk about because I don't see anybody because of all this mishigas. But you know what? I'm going to try to get my other computer is down. I don't know what the heck I did. I don't know if it's fixed. But what happened was last week when we canceled the show, it canceled everything. So I didn't know that. And when we got on the board, it showed everything was fine until about 5 minutes, until I tried to pick you up. I saw your number. And then it kept saying, because I was on the board, and I couldn't hear you. And then I thought, okay, I'll call back in. I called back in, and I couldn't get in either. So, girlfriend,
I
it's been a
know.
heck of a day.
I tried Skype. I tried phone. You know, we're just going to have to say, see, it's like, I don't know whether it's your spirits messing with y'all or whether it's just one of those things. But I knew you are so resilient, sweet Bonnie, that I knew you were going to figure it out because you just love the radio so much and you love being with our listeners and the interaction. So
Oh,
I knew you were going to figure it out. I knew you were.
here, wait a minute. I am even going to put chat on. And Susan, you know what I thought we would talk about today? And you know what? I can't even remember. But here we go. First of all, I say, hi everyone. Thank you all for bearing with us. But I have to do one thing. Ready, everyone?
Oh, how we missed that. Yes. And
So,
Monday, it's your Monday morning screen, which is
it
like the best.
Aw, you're so sweet. And now I don't even know how I am on or connected, but I know I'm connected, so I don't have to worry about it. But I really hope
Don't
to stay.
question it too much.
I'm not even going to touch another button. So everybody, as much as I want to write, I'm afraid because I do not want the show to come off. But anyway, you know what, Susan, I thought we would talk about, which I think is really cool, and that is we were talking this morning. Of course, we talk every morning. Do we talk? We must talk at least 100 times a day. It's ridiculous, but it's so fun. And her and I are just so close that we think of like ideas pop into our head, and we have to call each other. But this is what I thought we'd talk about because it kind of leads into what we were talking about before, is how past lives and why it's so important and can be a tool to help in this life. Because, you know, and the reason I'm bringing it up, Susan, of course, because, you know, well, first of all, maybe we should introduce ourselves. What do you think?
Just in case we might have any new listeners, you know,
Yeah.
that
Because,
who in the hell are these women?
Well, you know, the thing was I started right in the middle of the show. So here we go. Everyone, you're listening to Bonnie and Albers on Air with the fabulous Susan Z, A to Z. We're here to answer all your questions if we can. Actually, Spirit answers your questions. We're just kind of their vessel. But we also can answer your questions because both of us are counselors and therapists. I'm a nurse. Susan's God only knows she has a list to tell you what she is. But anyway, I do want you to know you're listening to Bonnie Albers on Air with Susan Z. Hi, Susan.
Hi, sweetie. Give me your list of credentials so we can move on.
Oh, I don't even know them.
And
But do
how to
it
get in touch
today.
with you. Very
Okay.
important. How to get in touch with you.
Okay, I am an RN. I am an LNC. If anybody doesn't know what that is, it's a legal nurse consultant. Not that it'll get anybody anywhere, but I actually can go into court. So I'm Bonnie Albers. I'm an RN. I'm an LNC. I'm a CLC. I'm a counselor. I'm a therapist. And my favorite thing I am, everyone, and Susan will tell you, is I rock it every minute of my life, is spirit. I am a spirit psychic medium. And I love when your relatives come through. Sometimes they come through, the ones that you want. Sometimes they don't. But I'm here to capture anything that they give me, and I can also hear spirits. So, again, our messages that Susan and I do are all from, you know, our intuitive psychic ability, as well as all our tools that we might use, because Susan rocks a tool that I'm trying so hard to rock, and that is tarot. But she does.
Oh, yeah. We have to tell the story of what happened to you last night or this morning. I forget which one that you said, about the fact that you shifted over to spirit dimension versus spirits trying to contact you. That was pretty cool. I think you're learning a new gift.
I love it. And if I can have any gift with spirit, you know I'm there, girlfriend. But anyway, I have to tell you, you know, I've been trying to do these tarot cards, and so I thought I'd pick one before I started the show, but I am not going to tell you the one I picked, because I just don't eat. I'm telling you, you rock it, and I don't know. I picked the devil card. Now, I am a little devil, but I don't know. I don't like the card, but do you know
what
the devil
card? It's a fear card, Judy. It's a fear.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Oh, you're such a bullshit artist. Honest to God.
What? Oh, okay. I'm afraid I'll show
you. That's so not true.
Well, you know what?
Am I going to get fined for saying that on air?
Oh, no, you won't, because it would be me that's fine you. But if you want, you can put $100 to my tip jar if you'd like. But, you know, what am I afraid of, sister? Because you know me. I'm full steam ahead.
Not so. I think you're closer to 16 now.
No, I said that I'm not in fear of anything. I'm full steam ahead.
Okay.
Well, you know, but you know me better than anybody. So tell everyone, what am I fearful of? Or maybe it's just the card I pulled for today. What am I fearful of? That I couldn't fix the show, maybe.
your biggest fear is that you cannot micromanage everything.
You're right. Oh, my goodness. You know what? You are – I didn't even think about it. I did not even think about that. So, okay, everyone, if I do have to have a fear, because I really don't fear anything really in my life coming my way, the one thing I would say I fear is that I can't micromanage what I need to micromanage, and I don't want to micromanage, so I'm not going to micromanage. How do you think?
Mostly your kids.
Yes.
But yes, it's like that's when your biggest fears come up, and it's like we're teaching you breathing lessons and how to go with the flow, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And guess what? I lost chat. So here's my fear, that we hope that this show doesn't go next. So
I don't have chat up. So
you do?
But
okay.
I'm using two computers. So I can't.
I'm using two
so
computers.
So are you?
Yes, I am. So I'm going to see real quick if I can get them up. I still have no callers on the board, but that's okay, because I know I've kind of almost stopped the show. So I'm going to try chat again. But you know what, Susan? I love that you said that. Here we go. I think it's connecting. You know, I love that you said that, because nobody is perfect. Everybody does. Here, I got it back. Everybody does have fears. They do have joy, fear, love, a regret. I mean, all these are emotions, you know, as a counselor, that we all have. It's controlling them that we have to learn. Right, Susan?
Well, you know, fear is part of our life journey. It's how we grow. And sometimes our higher self will design an issue from a past life or an imprint of a particular fear, which is always unreasonable, because this is an illusion, of course. But that what that fear does is that forces us to look at what are we actually and really afraid of. And that is where ego tells us that we are out of control. And the reality of it is the only control that we really have during this journey, because everyone's used to, wow, didn't see that coming, is the choices that you make about those situations. And that's the only control that you have. And so that's what the ego does. The ego creates fear.
I so agree, sister. I can't tell you. You're absolutely right. And I'm going to tell you, I'm giving up the fear. I'm not micromanaging anything anymore. I won't see just how everything works out. Yay! So, let me tell you how to get a hold of me, and then we'll go to Susan. But also, we have a great subject today, and I am just can't wait to, like, grab onto it. And that is that I think that we should start to delve into why we look at past lives. How does it help us in this life? And I was trying to give an example, and that's when I went into the death card I actually like. It was the devil card that I got. So anyway, you can reach me at Facebook. I'm on Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Just like me or friend request me, and you'll find out all of our shows. This summer, it's a little tough. We've got different schedules. Next week, I won't be here. Susan won't be here, but the other, you know, but Kelly and Ron and Leslie will be here. So you'll have a little bit of a change up this summer. And it's only because we're on summer hours, because I'm still in the garage until this Thursday. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can get a hold of me at balbers714, my birthday, rocks next Monday, at AOL.com. And I am telling you, I'm going to be at the beach for my birthday. I already picked my dinner. I have to have a certain type of cake. So you're right, I'm a little bit of a control freak, but not much. Anyway, Susan, please go and tell everybody. Hey, if I didn't, and I was footloose and fancy free like I was before I rocked the kids, which, by the way, I gave back to the universe.
You're an amazing combination of the both. I mean, it's like you're joyful, you're free, I mean, you're footloose, but yes, you have this, you go, it's like you're like the two or three faces of Eve. It's like there's certain subjects.
Wow.
That
I love that. I used to work at a mental institute, Susan, so I am very aware of three faces of Eve. In fact, I met the woman that actually wrote the whole Eve was written for. Dr. Wilbur. Yeah, and I met her when I was 17 years old. Oops, 17, maybe I was 12. Okay, go ahead.
when you thought you were 17.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, okay, go ahead. So I thank you. That's such a compliment. So keep going. I can listen.
Well, you know, we all have different faces. Our ego puts, deals with things differently versus our higher self. And it's learning how to be authentic. You know, the ego is not going to go away, and you don't want to kill your ego, because your ego is what keeps you alert to growth. But I'll tell you, if you let ego take over, it's like having a 4-year-old having a temper tantrum.
Yeah, I hate that. As bad enough, I'm a 15-year-old having a temper tantrum. Can you only imagine going back to 4? Oh my goodness, not me. But you know what, Susan? I would love you to tell real shortly, briefly, what your credentials are. But I love you, so you can rock anything. Because I do want to, I really want to kind of discuss a little bit about why we look at our past lives. And I've just gotten so used to it. When people talk to me, I can see who they've been and why it matters. And I know, because you rock the Akashic Records, you have just as much, if not more, maybe not, more to say about it than I do. So glad. I'm sorry. I just had to say that because, you know what, now you've trained me. I mean, gosh, I didn't even think about, like, looking, and now that's all I see. If somebody's next to me, I see what they've been. So it's so fun. But go ahead and please tell everybody how to get a hold of you and what you do, and then let's get into a little bit of a discussion, because this is so cool. I even want to hear it.
First I want to say hello to all of our listeners and everyone in chat, and introduce myself. I'm Susan Z. Rich. I'm Bonnie's partner, radio partner, and cohort in metaphysical fun and crime.
I need some more crime in my life, which is fun, like crime, like, you know, having a cup of coffee, off hours.
Yes, I totally agree. I'm a third generation Akashic medium, which means that I can interpret your soul journey and open your Akashic record. I have 18 years experience as clairaudient, empath. I've got an echo. A clairvoyant, life coach, holistic therapist, and emotional addiction counselor. I'm a Reiki master and an energetic seer. I'm also the published author of the book Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, which Bonnie, in her greatest wisdom, channeled it for me before I knew her, or so she says. And it is available on Amazon.com. It is a book that bridges the gap between our physical world that we walk in and our higher self in terms of our aging windows. And
I love this book.
Yes.
Because I channeled it. I mean, you know, and I tell everybody. I know. I don't know how I would either, and I really, really urge you. It's so little money. I mean, I hate to say that, but I wish it was more money for you. But it's really so reasonable for everybody to own, and that's what Susan wanted. And it will help you through your whole life. And that's why I channeled it, because I knew Susan was compassionate enough to be able to get my message through. And so if you would like to get
the
book.
And do the grunt work for you.
Yes, well, that's the queen energy. But then you rock queen energy, too. But I think I rock it a little higher because I couldn't write. So this is, and I came out ADD. So the thing is that I needed somebody that could, and Susan was perfect. So she wrote this book. I channeled it to her, and both of us will tell you that this book matters, and it'll matter for the rest of your life because you can't read it once. It's one that you'll go back to. It's not that hard of a read because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to read it three times, even though I did channel it. And I will sign it if anybody gets it. They can send it to me. You can go to my web page or my email and tell me you have the book. I'll tell you where to send it, and then I will sign it and send it back to you. So go ahead, Susan.
That's fabulous of you. Fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah. You can reach me and find out more information about me. I'm also a holistic therapist, and I sell naturopathic products. The book is on there, and that my website is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, WHITEWINGS.com. And you can also reach me at my email, szrich@aol.com. You can email me or from my website to schedule tarot readings, which I do. Also Akashic readings on your career, romance, general questions. I am available for half hour, hour, 45 minute readings.
Wow. You know what? I got to tell you, when I first rocked Susan, I think I had a 2-hour reading, and that was only because my girlfriend called me and begged me to come. But then when I met her, I thought, wow. And Susan had to take a break. This is what she said to me. I always love people who say that. I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to need a break from you. Even if it's only 10 minutes, I hope that that's okay because I'm going to have to step out. And I'm like, yeah, sure, what's the difference? But it was so cute the way you said it, sister, that I just loved it. So it was one of the best.
It's that dynamo. If anyone, I'm assuming that most everyone in our chat and that are listening really don't know what Bonnie looks like or how, but Bonnie is all of what are you, 5'1"? Something
five
like that.
5'2". No, I'm 5'2".
She's almost 5'2". I'm 5'8". So it's like when we first met, she is like this little dynamo energizing bunny. And I have several friends that come in little small packages like that. And I swear to God, it's past life imprint that they really believe that they're 6'6".
Power
of a 6-foot sumo wrestler, you know, because that's the kind of energy they portray. And you actually forget that they're that tiny until they stand up and you're standing next to them. It's always a shock.
Oh, my goodness, sister. I love you because, I rock sports. I do want to play first base. They need to be 6'1 and above. So I did, you know, but maybe I was a basketball player. You never know. Or I was one of those big giants, like in Goliath. Maybe I was like a Goliath.
Yeah, you never know.
I love it. And you rock those cards. I've never, ever, ever seen anybody read and bridge cards like you. So everybody, please, if you want to see Susan rock your world, get a tarot reading from her. So and she's fabulous. You know, she does Akashic records, and there isn't anything she can't do. Or me either, but the tarot, I'm having a really tough time with this tarot, that's how now you know that I can't even, but I'm trying, and I know the cards. It's just laying them. Yes,
potato,
exactly. Well, I have my tarot, so that's okay. And I'm going to throw cards down, so even if it's one. We do have a caller, and I'm so happy, and I hope that you stay on, because there's a few subjects that Susan and I still want to get to, and that is about past. I mean, really,
that's
I don't know why Spirit is telling me that's
just
something
in case
that
you
we need to. Yeah, just in case you forget who you are, we're going to remind you. So the thing is that Spirit is just knocking me on the head about this, and I wonder if somebody needs to hear it in chat, because I've never really been so adamant that we do talk, and even though we talk all the time, and I want to give an example. One of our co-hosts called in today, and she was talking to me, and I clearly saw her lessons that she needed to learn. But when I look back to see why, I understand. And, man, in this lifetime, it hits you really hard. So, Susan, I want to, talk a little bit about why people should know who they were in their past life. And they probably feel it. If we gave them clues, or we have so many talented people out there that listen and are in chat, so they probably already feel who they might be or who they were or what they rocked in the past life. But it's really interesting, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's become so apparent, especially in this new energy, as we're facing, especially enlightened people that have really gone to task and wanted to look within and ask themselves, why do I feel jealousy? Why am I angry at my family? Why am I not prosperous? Or, why do I feel
envy?
Why
am I not a queen here? Where is my castle and where is my long dress?
Exactly. And it's like, or why do I have such health issues in this lifetime? And a lot of people, they joke about and they say, oh, well, it must be karma when it comes to things that usually are not so good. Like, well, I murdered you last life, so, then you get to murder
nasty
me.
Nasty to me, yes. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, it's not about vengeance or anything like that. It's basically about creating a situation so that you can go within and recognize and release any and all energies that's not love. It's
that's
simple
right.
as that.
And that's not easy, Susan, because when I find myself wanting to control my kids, of which, I'm still a kid, it makes you crazy. And then you have to look back and wonder, in the past lives, did I have no control? Did I lose control? Why would I want control? Why would you want something to look like you want it when these other souls that need to really go through soul journeys of their own? So it's really interesting, past lives. And, when I look at somebody or I hear somebody on the radio, I'm sure you do too, Susan, and that you know they're compassionate. You can almost see them, what they've been and what imprint they carry here.
I totally agree. I mean, it's and a lot of times, especially when I was doing a lot of hands-on healing, I probably stopped doing that maybe 15 years ago when I got ill, and I decided that I valued my health versus of being a hands-on healer. And one of the things that I recognized is that when I saw health imprints on their body of how past life reflected so much on them. And one of, and also my favorite peeve about diseases and what we're told and how the medical approaches is that inherited diseases, like, well, my mother was a diabetic, my mother had tuberculosis, my father had this and everything, basically on a the spiritual explanation for that, the spiritual, how the ego embraces that, is that it is a warped conditional definition of love. And what that is that I love you so much and that I'm going to show you and prove to you how much I love you by doing your disease just like you. And yes. I get people, and I used to tell people that. I said, just because your mother had diabetes certainly doesn't mean that you have to do it too. There's other ways that you can show your mother that you love you, and you need to convey that to your body. Talk to your body. It's an intelligence. It thinks for itself, but it listens, it feels, it reacts. And have conversations with it. But inherited disease is definitely a warped and conditional form of love.
Well, I so agree. I'd say let's take the first caller that's on, and then we can continue our conversation, because I'm sure they want to rock a question. I kind of feel it, or maybe an Akashic record or cards. I got my cards in my hand. I'm not going to throw them like you.
I know you're so excited. Finally starting to finish with them.
I'm not, because I still have to do some work with them, but I can throw a card out or four spread. I don't know. I have to decide. So I'm going to take 678. 678, you're on with Susan and Bonnie. Hi.
How are you?
We are so good. Who are we talking to?
This is Kenya.
Hi, Kenya. Oh, I love the name Kenya. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, when I see Kenya, oh, my goodness gracious, we'll see my favorites, and don't laugh, but my favorites are giraffes and llamas. Uh-huh. I don't see the llama, but I see the giraffe running down the Serengeti Plain. So when I hear the name Kenya, I do see a lot of land, and I see a lot of freedom, and I see a lot of free spirit. So I hope that's you, Kenya.
That is definitely me. You got that one.
Oh, well, mine's not as romantic and exciting. Whenever I hear the name Kenya, I think of Madagascar, the Disney Madagascar. It's all and the little lemurs, you know, jumping around and dancing. So it's like I think mine's more of a poetic, funny type thing. So
that's okay, baby. We're coming from the same place. So that's all that
it's
counts.
A beautiful
it's
name. Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
A beautiful
Thank
name.
You.
Kenya, what can we do for you today? Oh, my goodness, I got spirit here, baby. So what can I do for you today? Or what can Susan do? What can we do for you today?
Okay, there is a past relationship that I am trying to, I would love to get closure, but I don't have any contact with that person, and when I tried to make contact, it didn't respond. So I'm just trying to figure out how to work past this so I can start, you know, a clean new relationship, or at least clean myself from that so that my next relationship is not affected by it.
Well, it's so crazy. You can drop the cards, Susan, because what I'm hearing is you can drop your cards. Do you want me to micromanage you now? No, I'm kidding. But you know what, Kenya? This is what I'm hearing. And really, I think that's why this is so cool. This is why that plane came out and the giraffe running free. And I know the symbolism is there, and I don't know you. So, and I, you know, all I know what you said when you were talking, said your name. You know, you got to sever ties from yourself because this person doesn't have them. So what is showing me is you're running free. You need to cut cords And I can tell you, Susan can tell you how to cut those cords. It's really Archangel Michael that'll help you cut them. But you know what? You have such a light, because I can feel it. You have such a spirit. It's so light. It's like you could float, and yet you've got a tethered string somewhere, and you need to. And you know what's really funny? I see the string, but it's not really tight. So it's kind of floating up and down. And I don't think you always think. I think you don't understand. And that's where I think you have to look. You don't always have to understand why things don't work out. Ah, and I'm a good one because I always try to rock understanding. But I don't know if you can relate to that. But the string that I see attached is not a tight one. So that means that I think that you fantasize or think about what could have, would have, would have, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it really doesn't affect you all the time. And it only kind of looks like it affects you when either you're lonely, whether you're thinking about what you could have done possibly to have not made the situation the way it was, and you still don't understand. Do you have somebody in spirit? Do you have a female in spirit?
There's several.
Yeah, because I've got a female in spirit here, and she's wagging her finger at you.
Oh, my grandmother.
Yeah, and she's just shaking her head, saying, "You know better than this," and she's laughing. So it's not like a serious thing. I think this was, and I'm going to let Susan do the card thing, but I think what she's showing me is this was a lesson for you. And the lesson is the lesson is for you, not me, is what she's saying. And she's saying that stand in your dignity. I don't know what this means, but she's saying stand in your dignity and sweep out the dirt. So I don't know why she's saying that to me, but she is, and she's showing me a broom. So either she's giving me a symbol for you to let go of the past and don't care why this didn't work out. And she's saying to me that there's no turning back, is what she's saying. There's no turning back. And then I see a big sun. So she's saying that's kind of where that giraffe was running into the sun. And she's saying it's only bright ahead, meaning, you know, you don't always have to know what happened. It's a lesson you need to have learned. You need to look within, not without. You don't need to know why it didn't work, why he isn't calling you, and why you did something or he did it. What you have to look at is internal, the lesson you learned from it. It's what she's saying to me.
Okay.
And now she has a hat on. Anna, did your grandmother used to wear a hat?
Yes.
Yeah, she has a hat on, and she's tipping her hat to you. So go ahead, Susan. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay. Can I ask how old you are?
I just turned 45.
Okay.
You're so much older than me, Kenya. I'm so sorry, honey. But I will tell you that. I will tell you that one day I'll understand.
It's like if it's reality is true and she's only 15 years, you don't want to listen. What do you want to pay attention to?
I'll be 16 on Monday. Hey, I'll be 16 on Monday.
Yeah, that's what she's talking. 16-year-old. That makes a big difference. All right. Okay, here's what I was picking up, and I'm going to give you a little ritual they call cutting cords, all right? I know exactly what you're going through because I went through it myself, so I've been there and know exactly. It just won't go away. And one of the reasons that this attachment that you have is it because of the inner child, which is that four-year-old little girl, is always continuing asking you the question of, is it, why couldn't he love me? I mean, what is it about me, or why couldn't he just love me back? And that's a child's perception of love. Unconditional, open, free, but what it is in terms of making a relationship work, it puts you into fake. Okay. So what happens here is what you want to do is that you want to turn that energy around and you want to get a chewed about it. I mean, a big chewed of saying, you know, sweetie, I don't know why you couldn't love me. I was there, and whatever it is, the reason why you couldn't love me, it's your loss, sweetie, because, honey, you had the best.
Yeah.
This is about a begging energy that ego puts us in of like, I don't understand why they couldn't love me. And it's a question that rolls and rolls and rolls and rolls and just doesn't want to go away. So what you want to do is just kind of accept the fact that your little girl is begging you to tell her why you couldn't hang on to him. There has to be something that you didn't have, or something that you didn't do, or something that you should have done, like Bonnie said, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really doesn't make any difference. What all makes the difference is how what you feel that you brought to the table. And what you brought to the table is everything, right? So I'm going to give you a little cutting ritual that is really powerful, and also what they call an angelic telegraph that's going to help you chew. The first thing that you want to do, and you can write this down, it's very effective physically, but you can do it energetically also, is that first of all, you want to do is get gratitude of the relationship, thank all the powers that be, of thank you for the opportunity for this wonderful man that came into my life that taught me these lessons, and I'm sure you shared wonderful times with them at one point, and that if this person is not the right person for me, then release me of any attachment that I may have with this person to make room for that next love who will be absolutely right for me and right behind. And what you can do is you can either do this physically or energetically, okay? Energetically, you imagine his name on a big piece of paper with cords running attached from you to him, okay? And you take a pair of scissors and you cut right through the piece of paper and the cords, and you'll feel the snap. Now, you may have to do this again and again and again, but sooner or later, all of a sudden, one of these mornings, one of these days, you're going to wake up and you're going to realize you want a whole day without thinking about him. And don't be at all surprised is when that cord snaps that you might get a call or something, because they'll feel it. They'll feel the snap. And the other one you can do is that you can write his name on a piece of paper, do the same thing, ask all the powers to be to release the connection with this person, and burn it, okay? And what it is it's a symbolic energy of disconnecting, because your little girl's got her hooks in him saying, yeah, but he's the one I wanted. Yeah, but he's, and you know why she wants him is because he wouldn't love you back. And so it just keeps on saying, well, what did you do to make him go away?
Okay.
And you need to tell your little girl, say, hey, who's the boss, me or you? It's like, what a son has done, cut the cords, let's move on, let's bring somebody hot, fun, loving, worship the ground that I want.
Kenya.
And let's
yes.
Kenya, I have to just say
yes.
something.
Yes.
Can I say something, Susan? Okay, because
no.
I've kept quiet pretty long.
Are
you
getting done? Kenya, couldn't you feel her just chomping at the bit? That's why I wasn't going to. I was afraid to take a breath, because if I took a breath, she was going to just jump right in there.
Well, yep. Honey, you're going to love this. Guess what card I pulled? Because I said I would pull a card. I pulled the Two of Cups. I don't know if you know. I feel like you do know metaphysics. Do you know metaphysics, Kenya?
Kind of indirectly. Like when we were speaking, I thought of writing the name down and burning it as soon as, like a couple of seconds later, and then she mentioned burn it. You know?
Yeah.
So there's,
I just don't know
how to harness it.
Well, you have to start reading, which I don't like to do, but I have done it already. But the Two of Cups is two youthful people standing with two cups and like click them, a man and a woman, a young girl and a young guy. And what it stands for is love coming in, honey. Love, relationships, happiness, the divinity, everything that you could want is in the Two of Cups. The problem is you've got to do your work. You've got to cut that cord. And you've got to know, girlfriend, because your grandmother's standing with you, that you have people on the – oh, my goodness, she's here. You've got people on the other – you have peeps, girlfriend, on the other side that want you to succeed.
And they
don't want you to be in – you see, because you hinder yourself by looking at the past and saying – how about this relationship? The relationship's done and over. Done, over, the finis.
Yeah, you're in this relationship all by yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes that's fun, but I'm telling you, it's not always good. You know, when you go to kiss yourself, wave yourself, and hold yourself in the movies, it's not a good thing. But, you know, the thing is that, yes.
Well, how many cups of coffee did you have this morning? Are you out of your mind?
Four. I had four. And I really want six, so you're lucky. But anyway, your grandmother's standing here, and like I said, she's just standing there staring at me in that hat. And she's waiting for me to give you, oh, boy, honey. And I love having your spirits here. They're looking at you saying that, you know that they're around you. You do feel her, and you do feel, that's why I asked you if you rock metaphysics. I know you do. It doesn't mean you have to have gifts that you give people, but you have gifts within yourself.
Right.
And the thing is that it's them you need to look for. They're standing there waiting for you to move on. They're looking at me, standing like at a red light, and they're looking at you with the green light going. So you need to move. You need to move. You need to get the energy and move. And then when you do that, all things, they're showing me, all things will open, not just your love life, not just, letting go of him, but things that you aren't stagnant about, and there are some things they're showing me that maybe could be better, are going to move forward for you. They're waiting.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You're so welcome. We love you, Kenya. Can you call us and
let us know
how to do?
I'll definitely do that now that I'm on spring break. I'll be back.
Oh, that's great, honey. Spring break at 45. Woo, what a good
thing.
I never thought
of it that way, but yes.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Well, do you know what, Kenya?
Kenya
will let you go. You're very welcome. But when I got to tell you, when I did spring break, of course, which was last year, but it's not all that much fun at 15 and 16 because you don't know how to really understand and savor the fun. But when you're 45, your age, you know exactly that it might be, hey, this might be really how you rock and you really appreciate it at this age.
Exactly.
Don't you think? Full
body massage, manicure, and pedicure. I'm on my way.
Oh my God. Have a great day, Kenya. Please let us know
how you're doing.
I'll do that.
I really appreciate it.
I just love Kenya. I could see it when she walked in. I just love those symbols. You know me and symbols. Oh, my goodness. I don't understand it because I like them to sit right in front of me, and sometimes they do. But, I love the symbols. When they give me a symbol and the person, laughs and says, that's my grandmom. She wears hats. I saw the hat just coming right off. But I just love that we are able. I know. I just love being able to, I'm just a ham. What can I say? Because in the beginning, we've had problems and I'm looking in chat. If anybody'd like to call in. We'd love some questions, and if not, we're going to continue talking, at least for just a little while. We have summer hours. Our summer hours are shortened, so we have a few more minutes. If you'd like to call in, that's great. And if you don't, you'll be listening to Susan and I. Susan, so the past lives that hit this life, you could see them so clearly with some people, and some people you can tell they've had a lot of past life influence and issues coming into this life. But what would you say, because I'm going to ask you a question now, but don't take like 15 minutes to answer, because you know I'll interrupt. Yes, the hot seat. What would you now I can't remember the question. You gotta just let me talk, sister. The thing is that what would you say is the most important piece of how knowing your past life can help you now?
Yeah.
Give us an example.
Well, that's a pretty broad question.
I'll narrow it for you then.
That's kind of like when somebody calls in and says, can you read my love life?
You know us, we don't do vague. But the thing is, what I kind of meant is this. So I'll narrow down we got another question. But when I mean is, let's say you're talking to somebody, giving them advice. Okay, somebody calls you in, and even just say for your love life. This is a good example. And you see their past lives, because you can then, while they're talking, I can feel what they've come in and why they're having issues. So where I'm leading with this is I think that if you tell them who they've been in a past life and why, it helps them understand where they are right now. And that's what I mean by telling people their past lives that will help influence their here and now.
Well, you know, what comes to mind is as you're talking to me is that when I do readings for like women in their 20s and 30s and 40s, and whether they're married or whether, you know, looking for a relationship or what, if children come up, and I'll pick up an energy, a blank energy there, and I'll say to them, I said, or they'll ask, do you see me having children? And I'll go, well, to tell you the truth, I really don't see it. And usually what comes up in a past life imprint is that they have been had way too many children in past lives. They've been children bearers, died in childbirth, or too many mouths to feed. Like I've come up with women who watched their children starve in the potato famine, from slavery, who were used as a child bearing, who weren't able to keep their children, too many kids, you know, 10, 12, 13 kids, and they've lived several lifetimes where basically they were baby makers. And
I think my husband's mother was a baby maker.
And what they've done is that they've made a choice in this lifetime not to experience that. And they have, depending on what their feelings are, they'll say, you know, I don't like kids, don't really want to be dealing with kids, or they'll say, you know, I love kids as long as they're not my own. And so that's a perfect example. That's what was coming up in terms of how past life emotions affect a love relationship. And in that case, it's a family relationship, having children, making a choice of having children or not having children. And then there's others that, you know, really want children.
Yeah, and their past lives, that's what I was going to say. Some of them that really want them and can have them, I've seen past lives where they've either abused them or they weren't ready for them or they didn't know how to be a mother and they did not do well doing that, and they came in to feel that, I wish I could have that love of a child, but I have to live without it this lifetime because I abused it in the last lifetime. Or they have to earn it.
They have to earn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They took you know, a motherhood so for granted that this lifetime they have to earn it, and then part of their soul family is they adopt someone, give them a home, or they learn how to adjust. But that was one of the things that came to
mind when you were talking
about it.
Mm-hmm. I am going to take the next caller, 979. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
And can you tell everybody who they're listening to?
Well, you've talked to me before. This is Gay.
Hi, Gay. You know what? I've got to tell you, Susan and I don't look at numbers. Usually I can tell by voices, but I love you, Gay. I remember talking to you, and you were absolutely, I think I told Susan, you actually read me, I think. So, and I remember asking you about my show. You said, oh, don't you worry, Bonnie, you're going to rock that show. That was you, Gay, I remember.
Yeah, and you are.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's reverse the roles here, Gay. Why don't you give me a reading? And that way, because I know you are so talented. I knew it from the time that I heard your voice. But that's what, you know, usually until you say your name or I hear your voice, that's
when I... Have you called in on our
not
show?
No, hey, she's mine. Leave her alone. She's mine. But you
cut it out. With this
all right,
is a
I'll
share.
You're right. I would never keep
Bonnie,
I would
your
never
energy keep is so... reaching across, I mean, the boundaries of everything, and that's cool. And someone's going to hear it and pick it up and see it, and you're going to get what you desire. I mean, everything out there you desire is yours anyway. You just got to call it in, and that's what you're doing.
I noticed you didn't say you're going to get what you deserve. You said
you're
going to get what you deserve.
See, Gay, this is why I did not let you talk to Susan. Okay, so, but you know what the thing is? I would never keep you from anybody because you are a special lady, and I so appreciate that. Because really, if I rock the show, or Susan and I rock the show anywhere, I'm bringing y'all with me. So, you know, it'd be the same kind of principle, or even I would love to have if any producers are out there, I would love to do a reality show on metaphysics, see, Gay, because, see, I would go around and I would introduce everybody to all the different modalities out there, and I would do it in a funny, humorous, and totally different way. So
yes, but not without your partner Susan to keep a muzzle on you every so often.
Susan's got to be a part of it. You two work well. You're honest with each other. People want real. They want real truth, and that's what you should. And that's what you do. You show your truth and your personality. And that goes a long way. It's like a drop of water, a drop of rain in a puddle. It spreads.
Oh, you know what? That's so sweet, Gay, because I have to tell you that we don't screen calls. You know, I know some of these other places, they screen calls. They find out who's calling. They want to know your question. You know, because you've been on the show, that we don't do any of that. The only time I will, and you know, the only
I used to be as guest on other people's shows and, you know, talking about angels and stuff, but, yeah. You know,
okay, well,
goes.
here, Gay, you're going to get, now we're putting you on the spot. Well, actually, because I can feel Susan over there trying to get a reading here.
Because she
already knows your mind, Gay. So, I mean, you know, she's going to want a piece of this action, too.
Oh, well, Gay, if you want to give me a reading on air, well, have at it, girlfriend.
Well, wait a minute. You can't say that to Gay. You just told me I was too vague. You got to ask Gay how she works.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me see.
Gay, what did you to do another ray? I'll ask because you're slow here. I just want to ask you.
What are you going to do? Ask my questions for me, Bonnie?
No, I can really. I absolutely can telepathically feel what you're going to say. But the thing is, I'm just going to ask Gay to tell everybody because she is so special. I want everybody in chat to know. They probably know who Gay is. But I do want everyone to hear her. She's fabulous energy. She is so deep. I can feel her. I could feel. It's like, you know the old saying, Gay, waters run deep? That's how I feel.
A pretty deep this is an old soul, sweetie.
Yeah,
I'm a
old
Leo,
soul.
So I'm a tough ass too. So.
Well, honey, I like tough asses, but you know what? I think that's what you said, and I'm hoping I'm repeating it right, because I am one fairy ass, so there you go. But anyway.
A flitter and a floater. Yeah, you are.
and you know what? I feel you. And, you know, Susan probably could open your Akashic Records, and it'd be really interesting for you. But please tell everyone what you did on Everybody's Radio Show or what you do at Metaphysically, because I want everybody to hear it.
Well, I'm actually an angel therapist practitioner. I'm a life coach as well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a show by a dear friend of mine. She calls herself the Empress, of course. I'm sorry, but you have to share. And she had a really great show, very intelligent woman. And she's got a couple of books coming out. And I've been on her show, and I've been on a couple of other shows. There was a show called Magic Mind. It wasn't on Blog Talk. I was on that, and a couple other shows that people just were interested in me sharing whatever knowledge I had of the angels and do a few readings. And the way I do readings, yeah, I use cards, but sometimes I just get stuff, too, and I just blurt it out. But, you know.
Oh, you're like me.
Yeah. I mean, like a while ago when you were yelling, speaking of your credentials and the letters, you know what I mean? I was thinking about R-E-S-E-C-T.
Oh, wait a minute. We need to fix. R-E-S-E-C-T. Yes. I love that song. And that was by, was that Aretha Franklin that sang the respect?
Yes, ma'am, baby. Oh, yeah.
I love her. Exactly. Do you know, I almost got kicked out. I got to tell you this funny thing, and I hope you think it's funny. But my sister and I went to – Aretha Franklin was one of my favorite. I loved her. If I could belt out, you know, because I'm always about music, and I don't seem to have a voice, but I always thought, well, you know, if I had to sing, it would be like kind of like Madonna, Aretha Franklin. I just loved her attitude. So we got tickets to go to her show. And I bought the wrong ticket. I bought tickets for, what was her name? Patti LaBelle. I go and I get front row, and I'm sitting there, and I said, I'm so excited to see Aretha Franklin. And the whole place. I had to leave. No, I really had to leave. They almost kicked me out of there. They looked like they were going to come lynch me. They all looked at me and go, you know, because it was the front row. They all looked as, you're not here to see Aretha Franklin. And I said, well, who am I here to see? And they said, Patti LaBelle. And I said, you are kidding. And they all looked at me, and my sister said, Bonnie, get up and walk slowly to the back of the room. We're leaving. So I tried.
Only Bonnie.
Because, you know, out of my mouth was going to be Patti LaBelle. I want to see Aretha Franklin. And I tried fine, but I really want to rock Aretha. And they wouldn't let me, and so I had to leave. So, but I do have to tell you, I love Patti LaBelle. So thank you for bringing that to me, Gay. But let me see how you read. Can you show us how you read? I mean, I hate to put you on the spot, and yes, I love to.
Well, you put me on the spot, but, you know, I haven't had any meditation time today, so.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever comes out, you know, what I feel about you is that your heart, you get a little hurt in your heart. You're a very sensitive individual, even though you're strong and you're outward in your personality. You love everybody. There's no color lines, boundaries with people with you. And you've seen a lot of things in your life that causes you to even grow stronger in your love. Because being a nurse, you see a lot of painful things.
Yeah.
And this is where you saw where your calling really was. It wasn't about the nursing. It was about showing that compassion and that love and giving something to other people to help them to grow more in love with themselves and life itself.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Oh, my goodness, you're right, Gay. Waters run deep with you, girlfriend. So go ahead and let's see what Susan asked you. Just come up with anything. You're not going to be held responsible.
Susan, you're a no-nonsense lady. You don't take any crap. You just call it as you see it, and you're able to walk away without feeling wounded with any regard comment to what you say. And because you know who you are, you stand in your truth, you stand strong.
That,
pretty accurate. Yeah.
Well, Gay, how about if we do this for you, girlfriend? Would you like Susan to open your Akashic records?
She did it once before. I'd like to see about my past life. I have my big mountain. I've talked about it before. Is my weight and my body issues, and another one is related to my daughter. But those I want to see in the past where that caused me to live this way.
I got a fierce echo going on. I'm having a hard time hearing what she's saying.
She's okay. Let me. This might be some cards or along with your intuition, but I'll tell you what I'm picking up. She's asking why she has an issue with her weight and her daughter relationship. She has an issue with her weight, meaning she likes to eat. Since childhood. I do know what I mean. And then she also would like to know about, is it your daughter's relationship with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you picking up? I'll tell her after because you know I'm going to get long
okay.
here.
Okay. What's your daughter's name?
Bobby.
Why do I hear she's just like you?
She's just like my mother, too. She is like me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're all alike.
Yeah, she's like my mother, and she's like me.
That's a lineage string that's been unbroken. So that's like mother, daughter, granddaughter. That's you've got the same imprint there. There's a lot of where your daughter is concerned. She's very single-minded. Okay, and you two are very, very much alike. And the one thing that she feels when she converses with you is that that there's always something other that you're whatever it is that she's saying or whatever it is that she's doing, she assumes that you're expecting something other from you, like that it's either. Disapproval or which might not even be there or that, you know, you could have done more, which you don't feel, or you could have done less, which you don't feel. And the thing is that this is a past life karmic thing going on. Because the relationship was switched in the last lifetime, she was the mother, you were the daughter, and you gave her hell. You were rebellious. You married who she didn't want you to marry. You moved away. You were a headstrong, independent woman, and you were totally out of time. In other words, what you did back then would be perfectly acceptable today, okay? But back in that era, you humiliated her, you embarrassed her, she kept on making excuses, kept on defending you, and it was constant arguments about why can't you just do what we tell you to do. And so now what you have is that you have this underlying energy going on between the two of you, that your daughter is always in this energy where now you're the mother and she's the daughter, is that she's always feeling that less than or something different from you than what you're actually saying, because she's still judging you from your past.
Yes. And she talks to me like I'm one of her children.
That wouldn't fly very well with me.
I don't argue with her. I just walk away and say nothing because I feel like it is not fruitful to have an argument. It is not.
Yeah, well, so, see, that's here's what your journey is about. Do you hear what you just said? I just walk away and don't deal with it. That's exactly what you did in the last life, and that's why she continually provokes you, and until you quit walking away.
Yeah. That's what I just told Kelly. I can't believe you. It is, you know what? No wonder I was doing past
life. And you know what? As a child, she wasn't rebellious, really. I mean, and maybe she was secretively in a way, but, like, in my face, like, no. But that's because in my early days with her.
Quit apologizing for not being perfect. Because it's like, I mean, that's that whole energy that she carries is that you shoulda, woulda, coulda. You know? Hey, it's like, You're flawed. You're not perfect. You've got issues. So what?
Yes. And I feel that way. But she, about herself, I mean, she is like OCD crazy. I mean, she's like, everything's got to be perfect. And you're right. She's single-minded, okay? And she's in her second marriage. And the man she's married to is really great. The first marriage was really a bad thing. Whoa. And I didn't argue with her and marrying him, but yet she turned around and accused me of things that I didn't say, you know what I mean, about that marriage. And I didn't say nothing about it, but she, I can't even take a step and she knows what I'm going to do. It's really, I asked her, can I have a little privacy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's just that, yeah.
It's so weird
because
she really wants you, but she doesn't want you to know she really wants you. You know what I mean? I can feel that.
I know she loves me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a question of loving you. She wants you to conform. She wants you to be an obedient mother.
Yeah, and you're never going to.
Yeah, and I have been. Oh, yeah, I have been, especially with the rules that are
that's the problem.
The whole point. That she's making you pay for being a disobedient daughter in the last life.
Yes, and now you want to be obedient mother. Well, I can't believe you know what I said? I don't know if you heard it, Gay, before when I started, that spirit kept pounding me about saying something about past lives. What it was, because they were hitting me, and I think you're the one. Because Kelly had the same issue in a different way, and what I had said to Kelly is coming right back up to me, is that you're the mother. It doesn't matter what, you're the mother, and my thing is the respect has to be there, the love is there, but I had to
make an appointment to come visit.
Well, see, what I would see, and this is what I told, Kelly wouldn't care, but this is what I would tell Kelly. If you're the mother and she talks to you like you're the student, which is what, or that you're less than, what you need to say is, you know what, I love you, and I so hope that this, you understand. But one, you're going to talk to me like I'm your mother, not a friend. And two is I'm your loving mother. And so when you are able to understand that, you'll know then that that's not the way you treat me. And that's it. And believe me, there'll be a little bit of, a little bit of friction for a while. But I think the respect will come when she understands that you're okay to stand there on your own with the love for her, but you're not okay to stand there with her, her attitude. And that's what you're here to learn. At least that's what I feel. And
I'm not very assertive at all because I don't like confrontation.
Well, you don't have to do confrontation, Gay. You don't have to do it. You have to stand in your
You just have to be authentic. This is who I am. This is like, get over. And this is what your weight is about. Okay?
Absolutely.
Your weight is about grounding you so you don't take flight.
Yes.
Okay? And also to make you bigger and stronger. Okay? Because when you knew when you came into this life, and this is an agreement between the both of you, is that you were going to try to out, okay, is that you knew that you were going to come up against a pretty strong adversary.
And she's the person I wish I could be, you know what I mean? When I was raising her, because when I was growing up, I was the obedient child, okay? I was the oldest. But I was never heard or seen or shown gratitude, okay? It was expected.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I've gotten past that with, you know, I've forgiven all that because I feel like, well, it was a good thing for me to learn, you know, but with her, it's like dealing with my mom all over again.
Absolutely,
uh-huh.
But you're the mom. Remember that. Just remember, Gay, you're the mom. Okay, and this is what I told. I can't believe why I keep going back to Kelly, and I wish she was on board here because I hate using her name without her being here. But I had the exact same issues with her this morning. When a daughter or a son can make you feel that they're the ones that are the teacher, the parent, whatever, and they don't respect you, but they love you, there's where the change of power comes, and really in this lifetime. And that's what I want to say to you is there is no confrontation, there is no fight, is that you need to stand in your power. Like, I'm your mother, please don't, you know, talk to me like I'm a child. Because I'm not, but I love you, and I'll listen to you, but you need to come to me or for me with the idea that I'm your mother. Certainly I can learn from you, and certainly I can learn, but the respect has to be there before we can exchange anything else. And really, that's where, and also I see your weight, okay? And I don't know how much you weigh, so I just gained 15 or 10 pounds. I'm not happy about it because my son's home cooking, and then I was in New York. But what it is more about that you really don't feel that you're worthy of this kind of love. And so you've kind of, your weight is more of a shield that says don't come.
Yeah,
around.
No, and I understand around. That concept. I've heard it before,
yeah.
And I believe it. But,
and see,
you
if
know,
you stand in your power, Gay, if you stand in and say, I am going to live for myself now, even though my kids mean, you know, oh, my goodness, they mean so much to me, I couldn't live really.
Oh, having, I know. I mean, she's my only child. So, I mean,
yeah. But you've got to stand there for yourself, because if you don't,
yeah.
You're going to be, she's going to have the upper hand, and you will regret this in a lot
longer. Also what I'm hearing is that you need to get a little bit more sense of humor about your daughter.
Oh, I know. I mean, I hate to say this about my daughter, but she's a bit of a snob.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And
like
so
she's just,
very judgmental about... How, I mean, me and my husband, we don't have a lot of money or anything, and she's married to a man who makes a lot of money, and she's, you know, got all this and got all that, and I'm happy for her. I want her to have those things, and
yeah.
But yet what comes to me, like if I want to have the kids, my grandchildren to visit me, no, because my house isn't the way she would want them to be in.
Well,
oh,
yeah, every once in a while when
yeah.
you get in a conversation, just remind her who birthed her.
Yeah.
I love this scene from a movie, and I can't even. But this is what Spirit is doing. I don't remember this. I care. It was a really funny scene. It's like I carried you for 9 months. I birthed you. I can take you out.
No, this is what I
used to have that with you.
She feels switched at birth.
I used the B word with her though. I said, okay, if you want to be the B, then find out who's the biggest B in the house. I said, you're going to lose because I've been doing it a lot longer than you, so you better get your
yeah,
baby to the backyard.
Yeah, you know what so funny is? I feel like you have all of the pieces just without her. I feel like you have all
yeah.
the pieces, but you don't
have the conversation
with her.
All the time, but not with her. And
yeah.
But the thing is, I got it straight with my own mother. She knows now. She doesn't even cross that because I just won't go there with her. She knows that I'm myself and I'm free and I'm going to be who I am, and I am who I am. And if you don't like it, I guess we can't really communicate. And that's
you know
all there is.
Do you know what's really funny is I see that, you know, like Susan gets movies. Well, as soon as she said she had a movie, of course, I get one. And it was switched mm-hmm. at birth. And I'm wondering if your daughter thinks that. I mean, not
copycat.
Seriously. But I would that's not right. You know, I'm Sharon Gay, so you're going to share your gift. Okay, so you know what, Gay? I mean, and then I've got to move on because now I have a full board. But I have to tell you this. I'm hearing switched at birth, and I'm seeing a regal girl standing there, very pretty, regal lady.
She's
and
beautiful.
Looking like, yeah, and looking down like, I don't know what I was born into that family. But I don't mean it's curious what she's looking at, but I would bet that's what she thinks. And it's kind of like she is taking that way and absolutely shunning anything from her, how she was raised or grew up, because that's not who she thinks she is. So just, you know that that's your daughter, and if you look at the movie Switched at Birth, you could laugh and say, honey, you might have been switched, but now you got me, and so you're either you love me or you don't, but this is the way I am. And that's, and I do see that your weight will start shedding when you do take ownership of that.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that we've helped you, and you've helped us, Gay, so much.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for calling, Gay.
Thank you.
All
right.
Thank you,
Gay. Thank you. We have, let us know. Call back, Gay, because we want to talk to you, okay? So call us.
All right.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. You too.
Bye-bye.
I love her energy. She's so deep. I could feel like waters run deep. I could feel like a huge pond going all the way down to the center of the earth. That's how I feel like.
You should think about maybe inviting her on, maybe doing an hour session on one of the shows.
Well, I am. I'm going to have her do it with Kelly. Remember, I don't do it on Thursday. I've got a full boat, and maybe she'll take, like, I'll invite her to do a half an hour on our show. But if you're listening, get your cards out, girlfriend, because you never know who will show up ask you to read. Okay, 727, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
I want to know about when you feel I'll be relocating.
Okay, well, first I feel like you're unsure yourself. Now, I know that that's a funny thing to say since you are unsure. That's why you're asking us. But I almost feel like you're not sure this will come true. Now, whether it is or it won't, it's just a feeling I get from you. So you need to give us a little bit more information. You have a job, and your job is moving you, correct?
No, my job would not be moving me.
Well, how are you moving?
No, like moving houses.
Okay, so you're not relocating. You're moving to a different house.
Right.
Okay. There's a reason, because we can't pull out of the universe what your reason is. So please, when you ask us this question, because I feel like you have trepidation about this move, that you don't know that it's going to happen. So that means, to me, it means that you don't know that this is going to take place. So we need to know some important information. Are you moving to a different house? Do you have your house up for sale? Why are you relocating? Because your question should be, hi, I'm relocating to a different house because I don't want to be in my house anymore. Do you see that move? And that way we know what you're looking for.
Is there anything else you see coming up for me?
Susan, you can throw your cards. The move is really a funny thing for me right now. I feel like you don't think it's going to happen, and therefore if you're putting that energy in it, is it because, I mean, I'm seeing possibly that you have to move?
No, I don't have to move.
Okay, then why do you want to move? Because I'm getting the impression that you really are not sure. I'm picking up a whole lot of, like, static around this move.
Are you married, Lisa?
No, I'm not married.
Okay. Are you thinking about relocation? Just because you think that it would make life better, or that it's a good thing to do, or because, I mean, there's like, there's such indecision about this. It's like,
yes,
I'm almost trying to pick up like that. You don't really even know why you want to make the move unless, you know, that you think maybe it might be a good idea.
No, I feel like it's a good idea.
Okay, all right. So, have you started looking?
Yeah, I'm looking in a few places right now.
Okay.
Has your house? Are you in a house or an apartment?
I'm in a house.
Okay. And is your house up for sale, or are you renting?
Yeah, my house is up for sale.
Okay. And have you had any bites on your house?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Go ahead, Susan. I just have a static around this move, so.
Where your house, boy, I've got such an echo, it's really bad. Where your, the relocation is that, what I'm picking up is that it's going to happen. Whatever it is that you're hoping for, I just don't think that you're going to find what you're looking for, exactly what you're looking for right off the bat. Are you planning on buying another house right off the bat, or are you planning on living temporarily someplace else and then looking for something?
Yeah, I'd have to go temporary somewhere, and then I'll buy something after I sell my house.
Yeah, because I just don't feel it.
What I'm feeling is that I think it's going to take a little while for you to find what it is that you're looking for. Has it closed on your house yet?
No.
No, because I don't even feel like have you had any offers? You said you had some offers. Did you say you had offers?
Yeah, some offers.
Okay. Have you accepted any of them?
No.
Okay.
Well, that looks like it's going to be rolling up on you a lot quicker than what you're expecting. And with this move, make sure that when because it feels like that when this happens, and it feels like this is something you've been wanting to happen for a while, okay, that it might be one of those things that you got to be out in 30 days. Okay, or you got that kind of thing. So, and it feels like that one of these offers is going, maybe two, is going to come through. So it's gonna move a little faster than I think what you're anticipating. You're ready, but what I see.
You know, why am I picking up anger around this move? I'm picking up like feelings of anger.
I'm not angry about moving.
Okay. Well, no, not about moving, but there's a reason you're moving, and it's hitting me in the face here. And so I'm more focused not so much on your move as why you want to move.
Is this because of a divorce or something that you're selling your house? Or?
No, there's no divorce, no.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what it feels like is that you're going to leapfrog, which, you're just going to have.
Susan, do you know when I'll be moving to the temporary place?
Pardon, what was that?
When do you see her moving?
I'm thinking probably within 2 months. You're going to be moving to the temporary place, and then it's going to be like another 3 or 4 months, maybe long. Could even
eight.
Yeah, so whatever place that you move into, don't let them lock you into, like you have to sign a year's lease or anything, because you're not going to be in it that long.
Yeah, that's what I plan on doing, like a month or 6 months.
Yeah, but this closing of your house is getting ready to happen a little quicker than... because what I'm getting is that you're like lollygagging with this house, lollygagging, and then all of a sudden there's like a stampede, and it moves really fast. So, and there may be two offers at once apples for oranges is what I'm hearing. And so you might want to just kind of heads up if you haven't started cleaning out your closets and your garage.
Yeah, that's
and your
what
ad.
I'm, yeah. Yeah, that's what I've been focusing on.
Yeah.
One will be a little bit more money. That's what I'm seeing. One will be very slight bit, but one will be a little bit more money. And I'm going to say it's going to be between, which I don't know how much you're asking for your house, but I feel like one it will be within $5,000 of the next offer. So that's, you know, that's why maybe Susan sees two, because I do see two coming in, and one is a slight bit higher. And in the scheme of things, it might be different terms, meaning we'll give you $5,000 more, but we want you to do this. And the other one might say we'll take it as is for this much money. So I do see there's some difference in money, but it might just be semantics when it comes to what they want for giving you that extra money. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And personally, if that was me, it's like any time I think of a move, I'm pissed.
Yeah, I'm getting such a feeling. I mean, like I just want to hit somebody, and I don't know why. I mean, I just feel like it's not a happy, like, oh, I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to make a lot of money and move to the next. There's something you're not saying, and that's fine because I understand it's the radio, and I don't know that you know, but I feel like there's angst in here. Now, whether it's moving to a different neighborhood or you're moving away from friends or there's somebody that you – I can feel it, and I can't put my finger on it. And maybe that's why, because you can't put your finger on it. But there is something you're not saying, and that's okay, honey.
But, yeah, it's going to work out well for you. I think this next permanent residence that you're going to find is going to have something – in it that you didn't have in the house that you have now, and you always said, like, you know, if I get my next house, I'm going to make sure
I want a washer and dryer,
I want a fireplace.
Go ahead, what?
Yeah, no, I don't care. No, I don't care about that. I want to get a pool.
Okay, well, we told you it's something. I mean, I can't see where you're coming from. But I can see that you know, there's some things that will be in your new house, like Susan said, and it might be that, you know, you're going to get the washer and dryer, the fireplace, and the pool. So I don't know because I keep seeing a fireplace,
and
washer, and dryer.
And that specifically, it's like it's in your mind. It's like my next house is going to have blah, blah, blah. So I think it's going to be a happy occasion for you when it finally happens.
Right. I'm supposed to get a settlement. Do you see that coming in soon, too?
How long, is this a lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay, how long has the lawsuit been in effect?
Like 2 years.
2 years?
Uh-huh.
I'm hearing 2.5. Okay.
Okay.
So, it looked, and that may be,
I know where you're going.
Time as to why. You get that house that you're looking for, that you have in mind. But I'm hearing 2.5 all wrapped up.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have a family living in that house?
No, it's just me.
Just yourself? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a family? Do you have like a brother? Do you have? I'm seeing family, and I don't know. Do you live around family?
No.
Okay, I don't know what, maybe the next house, I'm seeing family also. So I don't know why I'm seeing it, but I don't know if maybe they'll help you or they're going to help you, or I don't know whether they're standing back. So I see that, you know, there is some
issues.
Is this
lawsuit have something to do with abuse or neglect or something like that?
No.
I'm in the garage, as you can hear. So, again, I'm in the garage, and you'd have to put up with this because my son's in and out. And until I get out of the garage, I'm done. I need a new house. I need a house with no garage. Well, no, I can't ask for that.
No, you need a house. No, you need a new house with no kids.
Yes, that's what I need. Absolutely.
That's what you need.
Well, you know what? It's really so funny, and I mean, I'm not saying this, but I see a family, and they're standing back. So I don't know if this is where the anger or you're just estranged from your family or you don't live near your family, but there is a family standing with you. So I just can't tell you. I can still feel the angst, and they're looking at me with these big eyes. So I don't know whether you talk to your family. Do you talk to your family?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay. Are they going to help you?
No, they're not. You mean financially? Is that what you
mean?
Well,
I just mean they. I don't know that financially. Maybe they'll help you find a place, or you're going to live closer to them. But they're standing here, and they're not saying much, so I can't tell you what they're saying. They're just showing me that you have a family, and they're showing me a distance. So I don't know if you don't live near your family or you're moving towards your family. So where does your family live? Do they live in the same town as you do?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. And is your family, are you going to be moving closer to them or further from them?
Probably the same.
Okay. Because what I am hearing is that this move it will have something to do with your family, or they'll help you out with this move. So that's what I'm picking up and they're showing me. So I wish you the best, and call us and let us know how you're doing.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes, you're gonna love that new house. Love it.
I know. Susan, I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, I've got all kinds of issues there. So I'm going to try to clear them. Whew. Okay. 253, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hello.
Who are we speaking to today?
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky. How can we help
Hi,
you?
Hi, Becky.
I have a relationship question.
You got it.
No.
Go for
and
it.
I'm in a relationship, and the weird thing is, I mean, I find it weird. We both share the same birthday, a year apart.
Is that July 14th?
We both share December 17th.
Are you Capricorn? No.
I am a Sagittarius.
I love Sagittarius. It's two Sagittarius.
And I was born in 65 and he was born in 66. But it's a weird, I don't know. I've never felt this weird in a relationship. It's not even a good weird.
Okay, why are you in how long have you been in the relationship?
Like about 2 months. But it's just like I've distanced myself to it. I find him, what do you see in it?
What's his name?
And how long, I mean,
Dave.
Okay.
His name is Dave.
Okay. All right. How much do you know about him?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean,
I'm learning little by little with him. I mean, I'm learning some of his, like, past, what happened to him as a child, you know, abuse, and, you know, was in the military, so he saw a lot of stuff at war.
Oh,
I mean, there's some stuff that I'm finding out.
Here's what I'm hearing from Spirit, and I hope you take this for what it's worth. It's like we all have compassion and caring, and all of us have a little broken wing stuff going on.
Right.
But what I'm hearing is that this is a lot of work, and the end result is
I've
not
got
worth
spirit
it.
Here. Yeah, I have Spirit here. Have you had? Can I ask a question? Your other relationships? Do you have? Because I'm feeling like you like projects. You don't really like them, but you end up with them.
I'm having a hard time with relationships. I was married for 20 years, lost my, you know, so I know he's there helping me find someone. He's really picky, but
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
You know.
What do you
I don't understand.
What drew you to him, can I ask? Because I see a really, I like Susan, he's very, very, it's a shame because he's got some issues. And everybody has issues. I don't want you to think because I'm a counselor, so Susan, but he
see,
has issues.
See, and that's the thing. He's a counselor and, you know, all that stuff too. So he tries to get into my mind. I'm about the only one that's ever stood up to him.
Yes, good
and
for
it's
you.
Like,
because
so he
plays
kinda
mind
makes it go around like it's my fault.
No, he plays
mind
games.
He's a little passive aggressive, and yes. there's and I'm also picking up that there's a danger line there that you don't cross over.
Yeah. Right. And I've seen some of those things, and there's some things that, like, I won't go to his place now because I saw some stuff, you know, when he came over for the fourth. And it was like, I asked, are you working on some of these issues? And he goes, I am a counselor. It's like, no. You need to work on some of these issues.
Well, yeah, you know what? Here's a good example. And I don't want every psychiatrist to call me. But and if they do, that's fine. I'll analyze them. But we used to say that when you went into psychiatry, it was because you needed psychoanalysis, because you had to go through 80 hours of it, and they didn't want to pay for it. So they went into psychiatry to find themselves. So there you go. Psychology is a different story, but that's what we always say. Yeah, they look for themselves, and because they take a lot of courses, they end up doing psychology, psychiatry.
Right. And yeah. He's so threatened with one of my past relationships, which, you know, the one guy and I, he had a drinking issue. He was never mean to me. He just had a drinking issue. We chose to end it. But you know something? We're still friends. But this guy has an issue with it. I'm ending it because I kind of feel that it could turn into like a fatal attraction.
Absolutely. I don't think it was damaging like that, but I do feel like there's a reason you are drawn to him, and it's not a healthy one, and there's a reason he still sees you, and that's not a healthy one. So to me, I would end it in a nice way, because it isn't. You're going to be more frustrated, and I just have to say, I only have 23 seconds, so we will talk to you. Just give me 1 second, because it might go over a minute or two. Everyone, thank you so much. We will be here back again at 1 to 3 tomorrow with Susan Z. So anybody that wants that hasn't gotten on today, we hope there's no more technical issues. But Susan and I will be back tomorrow. We will finish with you. So I do want to say to you, I don't know why. I know you're calling in. You are a strong girl. So tell me why you're still continuing this.
I don't know. I guess what But I know it's not healthy, and I'm going to. I've been debating. I said, I got to call in. But I'm going to end it. Like today he sent me a text, are you not going to talk to me today? No, I'm going to end it.
And what I might want to say is this. The reason that you met him was for a reason, and the reason you're seeing this is for a reason. And now you've got to figure out that when you're looking for a relationship, and you have been married a long time. That's a beautiful,
I was
you know,
married 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, I'm married 34, even though I'm only 15. But I know what you're talking about, and it is admirable. And the thing is that what I do want you to know is people are married that long, and Susan and I can tell you this even as a counselor, you know, especially if you had a good marriage, okay, that you're vulnerable in the second one because you're looking for something to help you and to take you to the next level in life. Do not settle, and don't feel at this stage of the game after you've been married 20 years that you really have to fix somebody. Everybody's going to come with baggage at this stage, everybody. But
right.
The
That's
baggage
exactly
that,
what I've seen.
Yeah, but it's the baggage you accept. It'll be the baggage you take to your next level. So be careful what you actually will settle for and accept, because it isn't. You need to find somebody strong within themselves. This is what I see. Strong within themselves. Maybe they have issues, but they are able to resolve them, and they want you as a partner, not as a crutch or a tool. So when you look for somebody to stand, and I've got spirit here. When you look at somebody that'll stand beside you and not behind you or in front of you, then you know you've got your partner. If you're doing more of the counseling, even if you're not a counselor, than they are, and that you're feeling that you're frustrated, then you need to really look at why you're attracting these kind of guys. And usually it is because you are looking to help yourself with something, and then you transfer it to looking at the guy for what you need. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, like here, I have a friend who's a psychologist. He's a PhD psychologist. Thank goodness we're off the air. And he constantly marries broken wings. The problem is he never fixes them. And he has a big psychology practice. And I look and say, why did you do this? You knew. Well, because she, you know, I really believed. And then what happens is he gets frustrated and disgusted, and then he looks for someone else. But really, broken wings are not for you. Yes, you can be compassionate, because I see you're a compassionate person. And I do believe that you've been hurt, not by jilting, but by, you know, you miss the love of your life. So
right.
I believe that when that happens, you want to find somebody that has the same, those same creds. Either they have been married and happily married and have, you know, really either their other spouses moved on, or they've moved on, or it was an amicable divorce and it's been a while. Or you want to find somebody to share your passion, not to take it away. And that's what this other guy has done. He's taken away a lot of your happiness.
And he's making it feel like it's my fault. Like, you should have seen this huge, big text he sent me, like, I broke his heart, da, 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 and I'm going to drink my sorrows away and all this stuff. And I just like, wow. That's
yeah.
Control. You know what I mean? I mean, right,
well,
there,
Susan,
he's trying to turn it for me.
Susan warned you, because Susan said, oh, my, you know, and when she does that, she sees it right off the bat. So,
okay.
You know, you don't really need somebody to have to
right.
help them,
I mean,
grow.
Yeah.
You need somebody to grow, to walk together with you. You've already lived part of your life. You don't need to be bringing somebody and having to live that part back and bringing them up to where you are. You want somebody
right.
that will walk with you and has your same passion.
Let's just say you deserve a heck of a lot more.
Better. Yes.
Oh, I do.
Can't put it. Yeah. And don't you dare, girlfriend, settle for
yeah.
less. We're coming
and
after you.
When you break this off, here's a clue. When you've got someone that has codependent attachment, which is what you're trying to break through, make it all about you.
Yeah.
Make it all
right.
about you. Everything, every reason why you're ending it is all about you.
Not
that,
you.
You know,
you
you're
not ready.
Sure.
Yeah, you're not ready.
You're not ready. It's like, you know, it's that you just don't think that you're right for him. You know, that
so
he
it comes on me rather than him. So that
yeah.
would flip him out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because,
and then, yeah.
because that is the truth.
Yeah.
That is the
right.
truth. If
remember,
he made the decision to get involved with him, now make the decision and own, be accountable for your decision and only about you. That is what you
right.
do when you're dealing with people that are unreasonably self-centered, okay,
yeah, right.
then what you do is that you never go you. It's always I. They
okay,
understand
that.
That.
Yeah. They understand.
And then they don't blame. Then they have no bitter feelings about themselves, which is where the I comes in. Now they have bitter mm-hmm. feelings about you, which is okay, because you don't need
right.
to
yeah.
be. You don't care to be blamed.
Yeah, and the whole thing about, you know, you broke my heart, now I'm going to drink myself. It's like, and then you
okay.
just turn it around and say, look, you know, you're so much more. You're this fabulous guy. And it's like, I know you're stronger than you want to build them up and
yeah.
And neutralize you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say,
that
you know,
sense.
I'm just not ready. I didn't, you know, I've gone through issues myself. And where
and
you
I just came
are,
out of a relationship.
Yeah.
And
I realize that I need some growing up to do, and I need to see what I want out of a relationship. So I'm hoping
okay,
that
I'm,
either
I'm,
we can
I'm
remain
I'm
friends.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
I've got to go. Thank you. Call
okay,
us back.
Thank you.
Please.
Okay,
welcome.
Thank you. And I'm gonna, I want to sign. I want to get a reading with you. So
perfect.
How do I
so
do that?
You look, Susan, do you want to tell her?
Oh, are you with me or with Connie?
With either one of you. I would like to do, you know,
go ahead,
like
Susan.
An hour.
Okay. No, go ahead and take it, Susan. You could. Absolutely. And listen, if you need me, you know, I'm always available. So go ahead.
Okay.
I'm the host, I like my co-host to have the readings.
If you go to my website, which is szrwhitewings.com, that's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com, and you go to the intuitive page, you'll see my reading rates there, and then just send me an email at szrich@aol.com, and we'll schedule a time.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Have a great
day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.